The resolution debated by the Security Council on Thursday authorized the International Criminal Court to launch investigations in Syria. Vitaly Churkin, Russia's ambassador for the Security Council, pointed out that the resolution contained special exceptions for the United States.
In today's draft, the United States insisted on an exemption for itself and its citizens. Great Britain is a party to the ICC, but for some reason is unenthusiastic about the exploration in the court of crimes committed by British nationals during the Iraq War. If the United States and the United Kingdom together were to refer the Iraqi file to the ICC, the world would see that they are truly against impunity.
Syrian envoy Bashar Jafari also condemned the resolution, saying that France, which proposed it, should be held accountable for its own crimes.
We demand that the Security Council hold the French government accountable for the crimes that were committed against the Syrians and the people of many countries it had previously occupied and looted their resources.
Russian envoy Churkin urged Western countries to end their support for the insurgent groups and escalating the crisis.
We call on our Western colleagues to abandon the futile dead-end policy of endlessly escalating the crisis. We call on all parties who value the interests of the Syrian people to join the efforts aimed at a Syrian political settlement.
Sylvia Shirk, a peace activist in New York City, said she agrees with Churkin and would prefer that her government stop providing weapons to terrorists in Syria.
I think it's terrible, and I would like to see the U.S., first of all, taking care of people in need in this country, and I would also like to see the United States giving aid in the form of social programs, humanitarian aid, things that do not destroy life.
The failure of the Western members of the Security Council to get the resolution passed exposes the deep divide within the body over the road ahead in Syria and whether Syrians are best helped with or without foreign intervention. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.